in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. Host John Statmiller, and out on the other coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing, John?
I don't know. Better than your Skype is working.
Really? Is it, can you hear me well? Is it okay?
Is there technical difficulties? It's doing that.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I have some interesting news as of yesterday after we had Brad on. Very, very interesting, actually, and synchronistic as well, that after he was speaking about the issue with the highest percentage rate I've ever heard with United Bank of Scotland on a credit card, 51% interest rate, lo and behold, got a phone call from Scotland.
Really?
Believe it or not. With a person that now is going to get rid of their credit card debt internationally. Be a first client.
Good.
I want to say hello to that person out there. And I tell you what, after doing this for so long and dealing with people with the credit card debt, this person, I was really gratified to be able to talk to this person in Scotland, because it basically, I could tell that she was very stressed out by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really changed her life drastically, knowing that it was possible to do something. So I want to send my regards to her and her family, and I would look forward to you're gonna get it underway, and let everybody else know that you too can change your life. And also one of my best friends passed away last night.
Sorry.
I want to dedicate this to him. His name is Walter Boert. Probably one of my best teachers and authors. He was a really famous author in his own right and taught me quite a bit. He wrote the book Operation Mind Control. I'm going to read a short excerpt of it. He knew I was doing this show. I invited him on this show. And he probably said he was probably the eminent researcher in the world. And I told him that how his research related to what I discovered with people with credit cards and the whole machine of the whole thing. And I want to say, wherever you are, brother, Godspeed to you, and I will keep the ball rolling.
Well, you know, it's really strange. I just contacted one of our soon to be advertisers, and mm-hmm. to find out that the owner of the company just had a death in the immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we lost a talk show host on this network, Jack Otto.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Dog, the super patriot dog Bandit. This is a terrible thing to say, but it's true. That dog was much better than most people that I've met in my life.
So, yeah.
You know, it's a tough way to go, folks. That, you know, that's why in reflection, you know, when we're younger, we have all the fun. We don't sometimes even know that we're having fun, because it's the next thing we get to do or the next issue. And, you know, we just roll along with having fun until one day we wake up and we're getting old. And all of a sudden, we start to really treasure the things that are important in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
James, did you happen to see Ron Paul and Glenn Beck last night?
No, I did not. I was, as you can imagine, probably with phone calls back and forth with family and friends. But I want to know what he did, what he said. I know he got some airtime this time.
Well,
so
he got a
how
full,
did it go?
He got a full hour, and just the trap that I was suspecting was going to happen was laid. It's on the issue of 9/11. Now, a lot of people out there that aren't in the loop have not been paying attention to this thing. I have my opinions, and I've expressed those on air on my own program about 9/11. But we're talking about a guy here that's running for the nation's highest CEO spot, and that's the President of the United States. And Glenn Beck has been getting death threats because of his opposition to the official, sorry, to the 9/11 story as given by the government. Mm-hmm. Well, I was waiting for this to happen, and I'm starting to hear people now retracting some of their support because they believe 9/11 was an inside job. At the very least, the government knew about it and let it happen. Ron Paul came out and said, look, he says, I'm not for ineptitude. The intelligence was there. We should have done something about it to prevent it. And that was basically his line. But Beck got into him on this issue for about 10 minutes about 9/11. You know, asking them specific questions. Now, there's something that people have to understand, that while the Huckleberries and the Mitt Romneys and the Hillary Clintons, I mean, Hillary Clinton's a senator in the United States Senate. How many votes has she been there to cast? She might, I don't know if they can do it in absentia, but this guy is still manning his post as United States Congressman, He's been campaigning, but he's in Washington doing his job. Now, that doesn't allow him a whole lot of time to do research. I'm not familiar with a lot of the people on his staff, but the issue here with 9/11, it's been brought up before. You saw Hollywood people, Charlie Sheen, out, and who was the other one here that was on, the rotund one. The female.
We'll get to that later.
Yes, at any rate. There have been some people that have come out with their own opinions on 9/11 and promptly got smacked down.
Right.
Now, those that are savvy enough to understand politics, you know, the 9/11 issue, I do not talk about that anymore. I have my opinions and I've expressed those on the program. But to me, 9/11 is an issue that it's been gotten enough press time, enough airtime. The government saw fit because of the attacks on September 11, 2005, to turn around and pass the Patriot Act 1 and 2, basically snoop and poop on every American. By the way, George Bush did this through the phone companies. Those stories are now surfacing. We covered these well over a year ago, that AT&T was in there making sure that the government had track of everybody's emails and phone conversations, everything. You know, that office was what, out in California?
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, there's a lot of issues that somebody that's running for the CEO spot, the top one in this country, would be committing political suicide if they talked about it prior to their election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I think Ron Paul might consider reopening the 9/11 investigation once he becomes president? I think that's a real possibility.
Oh, yeah.
But to be questioned on an hour-long show and to see the guy back down off of it and not really commit one way or another, people don't understand what's really going on. They don't understand politics. You know, I got Pat Buchanan coming on the National Intel Report here in a couple hours. And I'm going to dig into him a little bit because here's a guy that was, he was advisor to three presidents.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Pat Buchanan was born in 38 inside of his mama in Washington, D.C. Now, if that doesn't make you an inside the Beltway boy, I don't know what does. Him and Bay, both born in Washington, D.C. They've been.
So how did that interview come off then? I mean, in the last 5-10 minutes.
Well,
Glenn
Beck gave Ron Paul, supposedly after commercial break, the balance of the show to bring up whatever he wanted to, make any clarifications, whatever. Mm-hmm. Glenn Beck went on to talk. Then they only had 2 minutes. But it for the 9/11 truthers out there, they took that as a personal affront that Ron Paul has turned his back on him.
And no, not at all. Ron Paul's smart. I don't think he's turned his back on anything. He knows right now exactly what's at stake every time a camera's on him and there's microphones, whoever it's transmitting to. He's very, very aware of that. He didn't turn his back on anything. Anybody that would come out and do what he's doing right now, they're not turning their back on anything at all. They're facing it head on.
Well, a lot of people are not understanding that. I mean, look, I mean, they baked politicians before over issues, you know, of a camera shot, of facial expressions, of somebody.
Anything.
If you went to a football game, I mean, my God, folks, have you ever seen the pictures of the fans that go to NFL games?
Right.
I mean, half of them should be, you know, if the picture is worth 1,000 words and you could do whatever you wanted off of just a picture, half of those people should be locked up in insane asylums.
Mm-hmm.
But they get to go, they spend their money, they go get to sit in stadium with like-minded people, and you can do just about anything that you want to do, well, almost, within reason.
Right.
But you can act literally like an animal, scream your fool head off, you know, get in fisticuffs with opposing fans in the stands. You know, you're promptly thrown out of the place. But the point is that there is a time and a place for everything. And running for president of the United States, you have to be careful on how you're approaching things. Now, do I think that Ron Paul's an idiot? Far from it. 180 degrees out of that. Do I think he's got the ability to be a savvy politician when need be? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Him taking on a 9/11 issue right now and expressing whatever opinions he has could be detrimental to this guy's future political career. I mean, and especially president. So,
however, I have faith that the public now, because of the amount of that he's made in the last month for his campaign and all that, I have a feeling, and I when things are worst, people sometimes tend to be best. You see some amazing miracles occur, and I'm starting to see them now, having to do with this guy and the public coming together, and they're finally figuring out, hey, we got the shaft a long time ago, and this guy represents something that this country forgot about, the Constitution.
Yep.
And it's just going to keep going. I think people have such ADD in this country, who watch TV and all that. They may use that, whatever they have on them, and repeat it. But with all the content, all the email, people are so fractured and disassociated anyway that I know it's not going to be damaging to him what occurred. I'm glad you brought that up, though. But everybody that listens to this broadcast and goes about your daily job, it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Well, and there's also indication, and I've been keeping my ear to the railroad track here. This is how the Indians used to make sure that they knew the iron horse was coming. They could hear it a long time before they could see it. But I've been watching and tracking this very, very closely. And, you know, if there's anybody out there, and if you watch Mitt Romney, if you watch Giuliani, if you watch Huckleberry, if you watch any of these guys, you watch any of the Democrats, they're not talking about the Constitution. That is the rule book, and that is what is at the center of this guy's platform. Now, that's a heck of a platform to stand on, the Constitution, the rule book, which the Washington District of Criminals up there, everybody that's gone into the Senate and Congress, seems to forget the oath of office that they took to uphold and defend. Now,
absolutely.
Now, on the issue of social programs, things of that nature, they don't work. You know, I watched Pat Buchanan on C-SPAN this morning, and they did a segment. I wished he would have stuck around the last 20 minutes of the Washington Journal. They did an open phone. Who did you contribute to? Well, there's a lot of people that called in that were contributors to Ron Paul's campaign. One woman that is in the inner city, she was a black woman in the inner city, she said, look, she said, I scraped together $30 to send in the Ron Paul campaign. And, you know, that was a lot of money for her. She says, but you know what? These social programs don't work. Welfare doesn't work. None of this stuff is working. That's why I scraped together $30, because I recognize the greatest chance for me to have a life here is to back the government out of my life, to get rid of a lot of this taxation, so I can go out there and compete in the job market. Let me help myself. Forget the government trying to give me handouts. And forget the endless political cycle here. Every cycle of politics, the issue of welfare comes up, the issue of Social Security comes up, Medicare, Medicaid, all of these programs the government absolutely should not be involved in, and they've wasted billions and billions and billions of dollars over it.
Yep,
this is a
correct.
Free market out here, folks, and understand that in a free market, when there is truly a free market, you have competition for services or goods provided or rendered. That is your best chance of getting a fair, square deal on anything that you're thinking about.
That's
okay?
Right.
When you have the government coming in and taking over education, taking over health care benefits, retirement benefits, everything else, and then they turn around and rob the very trust, which a lot of them should go to jail for, because that was a public trust that they robbed.
Right.
You want to know why Social Security's broke? Tell you why it's broke, because they've had their hand in the proverbial cookie jar, robbing it year after year after year. Now,
that's right.
Could you have not gone out there? And I had the figures years ago. We did comparisons. If you stuck so much money into an IRA versus paying Social Security, what you would end up with. Basically, if you had the normal span of a working life, even say 20, 25 years paying into individual retirement accounts, investing your own money, you would retire literally a millionaire.
Right.
Okay? Yep. So what are we going to do here? Well, we're going to keep this juggernaut going, this money hole, this black hole in Washington, D.C., called these entitlement programs that they have robbed, raped, pillaged, and everything else. But that's the subject matter for every presidential election, midterm election, congressional, Senate. It doesn't matter. What about my welfare? What about my welfare state? They keep wanting it, and the government's ruining it.
That's it.
We'll be back. I'm glad there's a break here.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I do believe we got some callers calling up here in a minute, but look.
I want to, John, I want to read this excerpt out of this book. It's relevant to this. One of the things that I first learned about the banking is how in the hell, if they're doing this, the international bankers are doing this to the public, how have they gotten away with it for so long and kept everybody in the dark for so many years? That was my main thing, because when I first understood the fact that my signature was creating cash, it took me about 6 months to wrap my head around it. Mm-hmm. To really, like, how do these guys get away with this and keep doing it? Because I looked at the guy that was telling me about this, and I'm like, have they managed to keep that under wraps? Well, I learned, and one of my greatest teachers was Walter Borat. Walter Borat was awarded the McMahon Scholarship in Journalism at the University of Oklahoma in 1965. He founded the New York Weekly East Village Other. The same year, he founded the Underground Press Syndicate, which quickly grew to include 200 papers around the world. His greatest work that made him stand out was his book Operation Mind Control, and he basically answered to me and explained to me how they could keep so many people asleep for so long. And this is an excerpt from his book. He was extremely concerned about the money situation, and he kind of christened me many years ago. He says, "So he goes, you're the you're the anti-banker. I said, yeah, kind of. I can't stand these guys. And he says in his book, the Bill of Rights says freedom of speech is one of our unalienable rights. But as an ordinary citizen living in the national security state, you don't know anything truly relevant to talk about. If you're being kept in the informational dark, you can't talk about the future. Keeping you secretly in the dark about vital information impairs your thinking. And if your thinking is impaired, your speaking is impaired. That means your freedom of speech is impaired. Remember Thomas Jefferson's remark at the beginning of this book. There is no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society, but the people themselves. And if we think, them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take if from them, but to inform their discretion by education. The practices of a national security state precluded that. The control has been taken from us. The democratic process of government today must be just for a show, a feeble attempt to keep the public in order. As I've mentioned and you've mentioned before, it's just a show, people. It's a huge show.
That's what it is.
And you guys that I've all been thinking excuses and like fumbling around determining whether or not you deserve or feel worthy enough to determine you're allowed to make a change and have the ability to do that with your finances, unsecured debt. Believe me, they did nothing for you, these people. They have raped, pillaged, and left for dead millions all over the world. Young people I know personally, they have managed to take from young people their lives. And their ability to move forward. If there's any question in your mind at all as if they've done anything for you, stay tuned because you are going to see we're in the final chapter of the economic collapse of the United States right now and maybe for the world as well. And I wanted to give kudos to Walter for all his research that he did. I know he was listening to this broadcast. I invited him to come on because he had a huge following, and he was very, very against what the bankers were doing as well as a lot of other things. And for all the public that are listening to this, that are sitting on the fence as whether or not what to do, and you feel guilty about doing the act of transferring your debt over to somebody else, call me up. Because in about 10 minutes, you won't be ever again. And you can do that, as I've mentioned before, is 877-331-0626. Or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Yeah, first I'd like to say that we need to get the people together and bring a class action suit against CNN for terrorism. Because what they shown at the ticker tape that was down below when Ron Paul was on there, that ain't no accident, and they should be held accountable for it.
Now, you know, we're speaking that there was two incidents on that. One, I believe, was on CNN Glenn Beck show. Ron Paul is dead. Ron Paul is dead. Ron Paul is dead. They had also joked about it on another program. And then what it showed up on was Glenn Beck's show at the bottom of the screen. There's that little ticker-style screen wipe that goes across. And, yeah, Ron Paul, you know, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. You know, some people might have thought, well, that's a takeoff on the Beatles. Remember the big conspiracy was that
They haven't done that for any other candidates.
No, they have not.
Treated any other candidates like that, just him.
No, and Huckleberry here, he's made mention of it. I saw an article today where he made mention of it. Ron Paul is dead. You know, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Yeah, I think, well, CNN, you know, we can keep complaining about Fox News, you know, Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. You know, I was watching Pat Buchanan this morning, and he was talking about Rupert Murdoch, and he says, you know, I admire the guy. You know, he started a network, and he started beating the pants off of CNN. Well, when you have an attitude like that, I guess a stop clock is right twice a day. And how many times in a year is that clock right? But how many times is it wrong if it's broken and it's not moving? Don, hang on a second. We'll carry you through the break. This is Cash Flow. John Stadtmiller, and out on the left coast, James Martinez. There you go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, folks, we are back here. Don in Ohio. Sorry we had the commercial interrupt us there.
I'd just like to finish up with what the hell's up with Glenn Beck saying he wants a French kiss Ron Paul?
I didn't hear that one.
Uh-huh.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
I got it on tape. You did say it.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I do know.
I wonder if he'd say that to Hillary Clinton.
I'm serious. You know, there's a lot of these people that I swear that if they spontaneously, we've heard of human combustion before, for some strange reason, a resting body will all of a sudden burst into flames for some unexplained reason. And they call that spontaneous human combustion. If that happened to Hillary Clinton or a lot of these politicians in Washington, D.C., and I saw this happen with my own eyes, and they were standing on a street corner in Pennsylvania Avenue, you know, in Washington, I wouldn't walk across the street to pee on them to put them out. I'd let them burn.
Hey, Don, have you seen the there's a new show on primetime right now. I forgot what it's called, Truth Be Told or something like that. And I was scanning through the garbage flowing out of the TV yesterday, and I saw this show, and I'm like, they put everybody on like a polygraph thing. And I'm like, why don't they do that for the guys that are running for office?
Right. Now,
that would be a great show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be real show business because nobody would be left.
It'd actually get some viewership. I mean, you know, actually people that are, you know, interested.
Ron Paul would be the only one left.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
They're trying their best to first they try to ignore him, and then they couldn't ignore him, and now they're giving him time. But the Glenn Beck thing with the 9/11 thing, that really was an inside job. I mean, that was planned out. I'm sure Ron Paul had no knowledge of this, and even Glenn Beck during a commercial break. Where this came from is Beck has been out on a trail with his book, and 9/11 truthers have been all over this guy. And supposedly, he got death threats. Well, and again, that's handled by, if it's over the internet and you get death threats, well, that's the purview of the FBI or whatever. Go get the bad guys, because they've claimed dominion over that. So, but at any rate, you know, to have, you know, surreptitiously and very covertly show Ron Paul, you know, something that was on YouTube or whatever, you know, and then bring up the 9/11 deal. You know, this is why I quit talking about 9/11 months ago. Because it is a distraction. It's as provable right now as the real reasons and who was involved in the JFK assassination. You know, we have our opinions. We've done our research. We've talked about this ad nauseum. And I have my opinions, and I've stated them on this network before. But when we're entering into something like this, Don, you know, you watched that entire Glenn Beck thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you think about his response to the 9/11 question?
I think he has to be on guard on it because, for one thing, I think, you know, it will still go through if he gets to be president because he knows the voice of the people in this country want it reopened again, and he ain't going to block it.
I don't think he's going to either, and because there's a lot of culpability. I mean, at the very least, now, this... And I'll play devil's advocate here for a second. At the very least, this was stupidity par excellence. They had plenty of warning that there was stuff going on. They had other heads of state of other countries, France, telling them, hey, you know, something's coming your way. And, gee, we just weren't able to stop it. Some people believe that it was a plan in motion. The government allowed it to happen to capitalize off of it politically so they could pass the Patriot Act 1 and 2, do all kinds of dastardly things, you know, because they hate our freedom over there in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all a shill game. But for a guy that is being ridiculed, now they're into the ridicule of Ron Paul. First they're trying to ignore him. Now they can't ignore him. Now they need to ridicule him. Why in the hell am I going to throw logs onto that Yule fire? You know, let's burn me for Christmas kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that don't know this and don't understand the political thing are I don't want to say they're stupid, but they're ignorant of how this process works and how the media will destroy persons out there just by painting them.
Something. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They'll put a marker out on them, and then they'll have... You know, they invite all these pro, like a political person here, political, and they're all do their take on it.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over. Listen, I yesterday was after watching the Ron Paul stuff and all the stuff that he stands for. I'm skimming through again, and now I'm not sure at which airport they have it, but now they have behavior police. They have behavior police.
That's
so
right.
If you're going in the United States now, and these guys are making like $22,000 a year, they aren't qualified at all. They don't even know what their behavior is. So they got everybody's going through the airport traffic security and, you know, all the stuff to get to where they're going. And if they can be pulled aside, if they got a face and they look like they're stressed out or anything,
that's right.
They can be questioned and pulled to the side. And I'm like,
I
would love for them to pull me aside, and I would be screaming and yelling at them, because don't you dare tell me how to feel.
That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
At an airport or anywhere else. It's none of your business.
Don, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, can I ask another one?
Yeah, quickly.
Since they put that up there as a subliminal hope, I think, shouldn't he be able to get the Secret Service to get them around him and stuff like that?
Hopefully not to descendants that the Secret Service around JFK.
His own pick, though.
Right.
His own pick, yeah.
I think he should. Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
Hey,
okay. Don, thanks.
Have a good day.
All right, appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Don.
By the way,
you believe that, like, behavior police?
Well, and let me tell you the story here.
At the airport.
In a second here, James, let me tell you the story. Energy Swap, folks, we ask people to support our sponsors here. Now, if you live out in California, sorry, you can't take part in this. Only if you live in New York and Texas. For right now, if you want to lower your monthly electric bill by 20%, you need to call these people or go to their website, check them out, www.energy-swap.com, or call 888-238-6397. You can save up to 20% on your electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch services, nothing like that. You'll earn rewards while you're saving money with them on your electric bill. We all know this stuff's going to keep going up and up and up. So do you want to eliminate 20% of your electric bill? Call 888-238-6397. It's a clean program. It works. So you people in New York and Texas, give them a call. Now, let me get back to I lost my train of thought here. Let me get back to the money situation here. Now, folks, one of the core problems we have in this country and why you're seeing these bubbles bursting in the financial markets right now is not necessarily because they got a little bit too greedy and they took a little bit too much. It's the Ponzi scheme that's been floated on this country since 1913 of last century.
Right.
And there are people, Senator Lewis T. McFadden, now for 22 years he was the chairman of the U.S. Banking and Currency Commission. He said this about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, privately owned banks, are one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever seen. Professor Irving Fisher, Yale University, in his book, 100% Money, he said if two parties, instead of being a bank and an individual, were an individual and an individual and an individual, they could not inflate the circulating medium by loan transactions for the simple reason that the lender could not lend what he didn't have, as banks can do. Only commercial banks and trust companies can lend money, which they manufacture by lending it. This is what we've been telling you, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Other John Adams, he says, all the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise from not the defects of the Constitution or Confederation, not from the want of honor or virtue, so much as from downright ignorance of the nature of the coin, credit, and circulation. That was John
Absolutely.
Adams. Okay.
Absolutely.
There was a president. Senator Robert Owens out of Oklahoma in 1913, when they passed this dastardly thing, he said this: the only honest dollar is a dollar of stable, debt-paying purchasing power. The only honest dollar is a dollar which repays the creditor with the value he lent and no more, and requiring the debtor to pay the value borrowed and no more. Thomas Jefferson, President Jefferson.
There you go.
This guy says, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. Already they have raised up a moneyed aristocracy that has set the government at defiance. The issuing power should be taken away from the banks, restored to the people to whom it properly belongs.
Oh, God, absolutely.
President absolutely. Andrew, I'm not done. President Andrew Jackson, all right? If Congress has the right under the Constitution to issue paper money, it was given to them and used by themselves, not to be delegated to individuals or to corporations. And let me stop here to make this comment. You want to know the real definition of fascism, folks? Mussolini said this. He called it really it's corporatism. It's corporations. The banking system is a privately owned corporation in bed with the FedGov. This is fascism by its very decree. Mm-hmm. And we've been living under this for all of these years. What you're seeing right now, yes, most assuredly, is greed. There was a lot of money to be made by selling off debt packages and rolling it over and selling it some more. They were selling it on something that was not real. $500 trillion in derivatives out there floating on the market. And this subprime thing, folks, keep in mind, is only the very tip of the iceberg.
That's, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, sure. So this is going to continue, and it's going to continue, and the banks will start failing in this country. It may happen as early as next year. But once this house of cards comes tumbling down, there's going to be a complete banking collapse, and it very well could be worldwide. All right, because everybody's been on a scam game. Everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, the EU, recognizing that there is this backlash against credit card companies, you know what they said today? Well, the EU bank said that these credit card companies should stop They should eliminate their fees. They didn't say their interest, but their fees.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard anybody else? Have you heard anybody here inside the United States in any position of power say that? Of course not. Because
they'd lie about it and they'd not come through on what they'd say anyway. Because every time that anybody's policymaker talks, oh, we need to fix that, none of it gets done. They don't follow the rules. They never do.
Well, and here's one, and this is a little closer to home. Robert H. Hemphill, for 8 years, he was the credit manager of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, not a small bank. He says, if all bank loans were paid, no one would have a bank deposit, and there would be not a dollar of currency or coin in circulation. This is a staggering thought. We're completely dependent on the commercial banks. Someone has to borrow every dollar we have in circulation, cash or credit. If the banks create ample synthetic money, we are prosperous. If not, we starve. We are absolutely without a permanent monetary system. When one gets a complete grasp upon the picture, the tragic absurdity of our hopeless position is almost incredible, he says. But there it is. If the banking problem is the most important subject intelligent persons can investigate and reflect upon, it is so important that our pressing civilization may collapse unless it is widely understood and the defects remedied very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two pages of these quotes.
Yeah, I saw Bernanke talking about the mortgage issue yesterday, and I saw him doing his little speech and saying how corrupt it's been and all that. I'm like, guy, you are the biggest lying hypocrite ever to be saying that. How I don't know how a guy can get a speech and blame it on everybody else and say that he's going to fix it in front of everybody. I don't even know why that guy even gets up in the work in the morning, because bottom line is these guys have these jobs and they're carrying on this charade or whatever, but one day they're going to meet their maker and they're going to meet people that they're going to be faced with, and they're going to have to answer for what they've done.
That's right. That is exactly right.
And these guys, they got their big front shop and they're hiding behind their big mansions or doing whatever they're doing, their bulletproof cases or whatever they're doing. And you know what? When you talk to them straight to straight, man to man, they know what they've done and they're going to have to answer to that. They're going to have to answer to it.
And there's not going to be any no matter how you believe, folks, what is going to happen to you when you check off this mortal coil here. However you believe, if you think there's going to be hell to pay, so to speak, for not living a righteous life, whatever you've been brought up to believe is a righteous, you know, life, like not lying, you know, stealing your neighbor's goods and coveting his wife and all that stuff. You know, however you believe, if you think there's going to be a day of reckoning, well, then you better pay attention to that, because this is real, real temporary, as you've discovered with your best friend passing on.
And interesting to add to that is he was married to one of the dynastic wealth families of this country that put together this thing. And he explained to me the attitude of the people that have that dynastic wealth that put the whole thing together. Because he was in the inside of it for a while, for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, so how do these people with all this money, and were basically that they own the money, what is their attitude toward the public and how are they as people? When he told me that they're all very ill people, very ill, all sorts of drug problems, every freakish thing you could ever think of goes on in that type of situation with that type of money, because they have no friends, none at all. That's the first issue. Second issue,
except ones
is,
that they can buy.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
And the other issue is they're all paranoids, very scared, they have no faith in anything. Very greedy people. And he was telling me that they really view the public as they're not competent enough.
That's right.
They don't understand. They're not good enough. They shouldn't be allowed to know this. They're like we're ants on the ground. That's how they really think about it. That's their attitude.
And it is. I mean, many of them have alluded to that, you know, we're just dumb sheeple out there.
That's right.
Well, and we've got to be herded like sheep, and we've got to be led by the good shepherds. Well, look where the good shepherds have led you.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. Let's go back to the phones here. Don in Oregon this time. Hello,
Don.
Don.
Hey, Don.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
And sorry, James, about your friend being, you know, having lost.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
First of all, I would like to ask James if you would go to your email and check an email that I sent you personally this morning at your convenience, and when you would, because it's right on topic about what's going on right now as far as what you're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And secondly, I'm going to be real brief about this. I apologize to you, John, because I misunderstood, I believe, your guest that you had on a couple of days ago when he was referring to the quote, as I perceived it, the lack of awareness of the general population of the United States as far as their, quote, financial responsibilities, end quote. And Mr. Noel helped me to understand a little bit more about there's not necessarily a good deal of knowledge out there in the distinction between what would be called the John Smith form of economics as opposed to the Keynesian form of economics. And I guess I tend to take things for granted, having, you know, done a lot of this legwork and been down so many rabbit holes.
Don, hold on one second. We've got to take the break. We'll be right back. We'll carry you through the break. Hold on.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
Yeah, all I was saying was that I think I misunderstood, and I would apologize to both you and Mr. Schiff for maybe misinterpreting something that he said. I believe that the discussion was brought up where you had said, in paraphrasing here, something to the effect that the general public is somewhat ignorant of and dumbed down, which they are, of financial responsibility or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that will naturally, that will kick my ears in. And he had responded that no, everyone, and I'm paraphrasing again, everyone knows, as if everyone has been educated to that extent of what, quote, financial responsibility / debt awareness responsibility is,
mm-hmm.
end quote.
Mm-hmm.
What I wasn't understanding at the time was that, and this is where I give kudos to Robbie for helping me understand this, is that the majority of people are not aware of the distinction between Keynesian finances and or Keynesian socioeconomics per se.
Right.
And I, like I said, I guess I tend to take things for granted. And at any rate, it's not, well, you know, burning a hole in my conscience or anything, but I had made mention to a couple of other people that I thought Mr. Schiff was being somewhat narrow-minded in that focus.
Yeah.
So I publicly make my
well, and I, what I sprung on him, he was not prepared for, because he had no knowledge of this. I have a history with his family, with Irwin, going back over a decade, and I had Irwin as a talk show host on Republic Radio International, and that's all that he was talking about was the IRS. He did discuss the Fed banking somewhat, but his focus was the IRS. And the one thing I never understood, Don, is why we're not focused in on the Federal Reserve, because without that Fed Reserve, we would not have had that IRS. And everybody wants to make their own tea party over the IRS. Well, I guess that's fine. But go to the root cause of it. Quit hacking at the branches. Go to the root of the evil and uproot that and get rid of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I don't understand. We got a lot of people in this country that understand a lot of things. But, again, they don't seem to know how to prioritize. You know, and they keep nipping around the edges. You know,
John, excuse me, but does this make any sense to you? I'm of the belief that there has been a great effort to dumb down the American mind through the National Education Association.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, I believe that we have a greater body of people in the population that, for all the reasons that we both know, and James, I know that you can concur on this because you have personally experienced this, as you've just related to,
yep.
that these people that are walking around have an education that has been conditioned. It's not an education, it's an indoctrination. And then it's reinforced with all of this material-minded
that is correct.
That goes
that's
on.
That's the key part of it, to keep
and
the game going, is to reinforce
down.
It. Yep, yeah, that's right.
So I think that might be an issue that Mr. Schiff might want to look at, is because he was fortunate. He was allowed an education.
Mm-hmm.
He was gifted, granted an education that a lot of the other entities do not have. Okay, even if he did come up through a public school system, even if he did, and I don't know whether he did or he did not, he was still allowed after the fact to become privy to these knowledges.
That's right.
And there's.
We're running out of time.
All right. I'll cut it off.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Don, for your call.
Okay, appreciate it. One last quote here. Mayor Amschel Rothschild. He says, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws."
There
folks,
you go. Right there, everybody.
If you need to call my co-host here, 877-331-0626, or email them at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Give yourself some breathing space. Stand up. Be an American. Get yourself out of debt, folks. You're going to need to, because the storm is on the horizon and it's rolling at us fast. We'll see you tomorrow, James.
All righty. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
Okay.